How are you, John?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
Seems kind of weird. I'm not used to saying Trescott Rossman. How's the new business? How's the new business going?
It's going great. It's been since mid-January, and I've gotten used to it. But you know, I sympathize with people who aren't quite used to it. But it's going fantastic. Thanks.
I'm gonna have to start calling it the TR Group or something.
Yeah. Well, internally we kind of call it Truman. Sometimes you use the first couple letters of Trescott and the last couple letters of Rossman.
There you go. I want a couple bucks for coming up with that idea. You know, I wanted to talk with you as we chatted a bit on Friday. I got to wondering there's been a break here for state representatives and state senators, and you know, I wanted to go behind the scenes. John Trescott, of course, the former spokesperson for Governor John Engler. He has been in the political game in Michigan for many years and is very well versed. What goes on during these off times? Although they're not in session and they're not working at the Capitol, at least not in full force, what's going on behind the scenes, John?
Well, you know, a few legislators actually do take a break and take a few days and get away with their family. But for the most part, and I think especially this year, we're seeing a lot of meetings taking place to really prep for the budget hearings that will take place in about 2 weeks or week and a half when everybody comes back. So there are a lot of informal group meetings going on the individual budgets on a bipartisan basis. So there's still a lot of work being done, a lot of conference calls being had, and you know, all indications are that when they come back, these budgets are going to start moving very quickly.
You wonder what kind of battles there's going to be. Pretty much the lines have been drawn, if you will, between what the unions want and think that they need, as opposed to what actually is going to get done, especially with a $2 billion budget shortfall. But you wonder, are there going to be enough Republicans who jump off some of the bandwagons for some of the programs that the governor wants? If we talk about taxing pensions, there are some Republicans that don't know where they stand at this point in time.
Right, and you know, the thing is, this is a very, very difficult budget, very tight times, and we have a balanced budget amendment in Michigan. The governor and the legislature are obligated to pass and implement a balanced budget. So, you know, you look at the total pot of money, and if somebody doesn't want to vote for something, that's fine, but it's incumbent on them to propose an alternative that fits within the confines of the budget. And I think that's where this will come down to the horse trading and things like that at the end. It's like, it's fine if you don't like one of the proposals, but you can't just sit back and say no. You have to come up with an alternative that will actually work with the total numbers. And that's where it gets kind of dicey, and that's when you typically, you know, like they say, the horse trading goes on back and forth. That's when it happens.
You know, John, it's been very, very interesting to hear the feedback from people in the public, especially coming from the angles of the Tea Party, who are saying, you know what, we have a problem, we have a challenge with using taxpayer dollars to pay for what we deem may be too great a sum for retirement benefits, for health care benefits, when compared to the private sector. What's your take when you hear a conversation revolving around that?
Well, you know, the reality is that the economy has changed, the environment has changed, the business climate, everything has changed. And as that evolves, there are different benefits being offered to workers. And I think what's happening here is people are recognizing that for public employees, they have to kind of catch up with what's been going on in the private sector. Now, when I was with Governor Engler, we passed a defined contribution plan. So the defined benefit plan for state employees no longer exists. You have to contribute to a 401k-like program. So that has changed, and that, I think, set the state on a path where the pension obligations weren't growing so out of control anymore, because all new employees are in that system. So that was a start. It was at the front end of kind of recognizing what was going on in the private sector and the need to change. So there have been improvements made over the years, and I don't think that perception has really kept up with that reality.
You know, and taking this point a step further, as I've heard folks complain what they perceive are too high of of health benefit packages and pension plans. On the other hand, it seems to me that the unions have a PR problem, that if there is misinformation out there, they haven't been able to turn that around in a positive way. And I'm not saying that they manipulate it, but there is a bad taste in the public's mind when you talk about unions.
Well, I mean, they've got a very difficult job because, you know, they want to keep things the way that they are, the way that they've always been. But times are changing, and you just can't continue to do that. So they really, you know, you look at the UAW and what they did with the auto companies, where they really got down and sat at the table and worked some things out that were beneficial, and now that industry's roaring back. And I think public employee unions are probably going to have to be in the same boat, where they sit down constructively. They can't just say, keep everything the way it was. You know, you have to recognize that times are changing, healthcare costs are, you know, skyrocketing out of control. So how can they be constructive members of that negotiation?
All right, John. And finally, before I let you go, I just wanted to get your take on Randy Heckman. He's running for Debbie Stabenow's United States Senate seat. Tim Skubick was on and wouldn't even address the issue. He thinks he has no chance. I heard the same thing about Rick Snyder. What do you think about Randy Heckman? Does he have a chance to be in the race?
I think he has a chance to be in the race. He has a very strong base, kind of the family-oriented, conservative credentials, and he's been around. He knows a lot of people. So he'll build a good base. The key is, can he raise money to do it? And I think that's where he hits a roadblock, and I think he recognizes that's the difficult part for him. So we'll see. I think in the end we'll have a number of people in the race, and Republicans will put up a very strong candidate.
John Trescott with Trescott Rossman. Thanks so much, John.
You're welcome, Tony. We'll see you.